This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 100.5 FM.
As many as 10 environmental charities are currently facing extensive audits by the Canada Revenue Agency. The agency says it wants to establish if the organizations are involved in political advocacy not permitted under the legislation governing charitable status. Charities are allowed to spend 10% of their resources on nonpartisan political activities related to their charity. The groups under investigation include such well-known charities as the David Suzuki Foundation and the Pembina Foundation. Another of those groups is Environmental Defense, a group based in Ontario that aims to protect Canada's environment and human health. Gillian McKechnie is Campaigns Director with Environmental Defense, and she joins me on the line this morning from Toronto. Hello, Gillian.
Hello, Jane. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I'm very happy you could join us. What kind of work does your organization do more specifically?
Well, Environmental Defense is an environmental charity. We've been around for about 30 years now. We focus on a number of issues. Big focus of ours is to work to protect human health by getting dangerous toxic chemicals out of everyday household products like baby bottles and cleaning products. Another area of focus for us is fighting climate change. So that means we work both to try to promote the building of green energy, renewable energy, and rein in the impacts and the growth of fossil fuel like the tar sands. We also work to protect water, particularly around the Great Lakes area. And here in southern Ontario, we've done a lot of work on urban sprawl, protecting farmland, and urban land use issues.
And what's the significance of charitable status for a group such as yours?
Well, charities have been around for a very long time, longer than ours has been. And charities do work to give voice to the values that Canadians are concerned about. So environmental charities, of course, speak out to protect our environment, make sure we have clean air, clean water. But there are lots of other kinds of charities, you know, ones that try to have better health regulations and Mothers Against Drunk Driving, lots of groups that work out to try to speak for the values that Canadians care about. And that's why we see that, you know, thousands and thousands of Canadians support all kinds of charities. It's a way that they express the issues that they're concerned about and give voice to that.
So it's very important then for you to be included in that group of that kind of organization.
Absolutely. Charities are allowed to do activities to support or oppose specific laws or policies. That's the type of work that many groups do, and Environmental Defense does it as well. It's meant to help give voice to the Canadians who are concerned about issues like climate change and try to create the right environmental policy decisions that can give voice to those values.
And I suppose we should also mention that when one donates to a charity, you get a tax receipt.
Yes, that's correct. And this has been around for a long time. The basis of it is that charities are seen to be doing something that is for the social good of a country. And that's why we see charities in the health sector. We see charities in issues like sort of research and education, poverty, childcare. They span a range of issues. And the idea is that when you donate to charities, we're doing something that helps create better policies, a better society. And if you look at other kind of examples of this, for instance, political parties also issue tax receipts when people donate to them as well.
Now, I mentioned a 10% restriction on political activities. Are there also restrictions on the nature of that political activity?
Yes. So all charities are allowed to do a certain amount of work that basically can argue for or against laws or policies. You know, an example of this is that health groups have fought for decades now to have tougher laws protect children from tobacco. The Heart and Stroke Foundation wants tougher rules around salt in food. So there's a long history of charities engaging in this type of public policy development. Environmental Defense works to try to have tougher rules around what toxic chemicals are in products that we use every day. They've been around for a long time working on these values. And this type of work really needs to continue because there's a reason why so many Canadians support groups like ours and you know, the hundreds of other charities in this country.
What is the impact on an organization if you go through an audit?
Audits are routine for charities. All charities go through sort of periodic audits. So that in itself is nothing new. It does take time, but it's also important to note that, you know, charities like ours are already very transparent and accountable. We every year need to file tax returns with the Canada Revenue Agency. We publish our donors and our financials in annual reports that are available to anyone online. So there are a lot of there is a high level of transparency around what we do as it is.
Is there anything different about the kinds of audits that are going on right now of environmental organizations, or are they just sort of similar routine kind of regular audits?
Well, there's definitely been a focus on auditing environmental charities over the last couple of years. In the 2012 federal budget, there was $8 million allocated to the Canada Revenue Agency specifically to audit environmental charities. This came after a string of complaints from an organization, oil lobby organization called Ethical Oil, to CRA complaining about groups that were working particularly on tar sands and pipeline issues. So we've definitely seen an escalation in the number of groups audited and you know, the length and the time of all of that.
Tell me a little bit more about Ethical Oil, because as you mentioned, they complained and that audits can be complaint-driven. Tell me a little bit more about that organization.
Well, they surfaced a bit over 2 years ago now and really seemed to be the public relations arm of the big oil companies. They have routinely attacked groups that work on pipeline issues. And it's really, you know, it's not an issue of whether or not groups can be free to speak out and voice their own concerns, you know, their own concerns. We all have different views. But in this case in particular, they've been really going after and questioning the ability of groups who work on specific issues to speak out.
And do we know who funds Ethical Oil?
They are not a charity, and they are a private not-for-profit organization. So no, they are not required to disclose who funds them. Whereas charities, on the other hand, have full disclosure of who's funding us.
There are, as I said, as many as 10 environmental organizations who are facing audits. What's at stake if those environmental charities lose their charitable status?
There's a lot at stake. Environmental charities express the concerns and fight for issues that many Canadians are concerned about. Issues like having clean drinking water, clean air, and fighting climate change. And in order to do our work effectively, we need to engage in public policy debates. And that is part of what is being questioned now. And I think that if that work were discontinued or there were an attempt to silence it, it would mean that the Canadians that care about those issues wouldn't have their voice in terms of advocating for tougher laws and tougher policies to protect our environment.
Do you see this as an attempt to silence? I mean, I know the tar sands criticism is a thread that's kind of running through many of those organizations. It's part of their work. As you said, it's not certainly not your whole work, but it is part of your work, and that's true for some of the other organizations. Do you think there's a thread that's running through, an attempt to silence that criticism?
There's definitely been a focus in, you know, the work that some like Ethical Oil have done, which is directly going after the groups that have been most vocal on issues like Northern Gateway and other tar sands pipelines and tar sands expansion. There's a clear connection between that work and what's happening now. And I think the, you know, to step back in time a little bit, I think the reality of the power of citizens across North America coming together to advocate for solutions to climate change and to advocate against these major pipeline, tar sands pipeline projects hit home a couple of years ago when President Obama first delayed TransCanada's Keystone XL proposal. That was in the fall of 2011. And it was shortly after that that we saw this escalation of the attacks. So I think, you know, what we've seen is, as the movement to fight for action on climate change and, you know, moving away from fossil fuel like the tar sands, the industry has gotten scared and its supporters have gotten more vocal and have tried to silence the people that are building this citizens movement.
What can people do if they're listening and they want to weigh in and say, no, these people are doing really important work and I want to support them? What would be the most effective way for people to express that?
Well, I think there are a few things. One, you know, we absolutely need to keep doing what we're doing. You know, this issue around the attack on the environmental groups risks really distracting us. So people who are concerned about pipelines running through their backyard or about the toxic chemicals in their kids' toys need to continue, and if they're not already, start voicing their concern about those issues so that it's clear that there's a broad swath of Canadians that have concern about these. So that can be, you know, whether it's voicing what you want to see to your elected official or writing letters to the editor or volunteering or supporting financially environmental charities to do the work. I think that there are a range of things that can do. And the most important thing is that people don't tune out or feel silenced themselves. We need to show that these issues matter to Canadians.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me today, Gillian.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Gillian McEachern. She's Campaigns Director with Environmental Defence, an environmental organization based in Ontario.